This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. And as of this morning, I am your election headquarters. I guess we already got some results in. I can't believe it. I am not prepared to be election headquarters. But I am prepared to take your calls, your questions, your comments. I know there's a lot of you that have questions and want to know, you know, if you have COVID, can you vote if you have COVID? If you're supposed to be in quarantine, are you allowed to go vote? Why are Republicans red and Democrats blue? You know, there's a lot of questions I got from you guys, but please bring it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we do have some early results and in, all right? Some of you guys have already heard. Apparently, there's a couple small counties in New Hampshire. One is called Millsfield, and the other is Dixville Notch. Hold on a second. Let me just double check this. I apologize. Yeah, Dixville Notch. They've already completed their votes. We already know the winners in those two counties. Right? It was small. In Dixville Notch, Biden won. And in Millsville, Trump won. So there was only like a handful of voters, but in those particular small counties, we already technically have some results. So for those of you kind of wondering, okay, yeah, is Biden winning or is Trump winning? Right now, it's a dead tie. Right? Hey, but at least we're getting some votes in election headquarters. Okay, tonight I'm going to be on the Steve Sanchez show. Steve Sanchez in your local Las Vegas area will be giving you election results. People throughout the country are going to be, you know, tuning into Fox News, tuning into MSNBC, tuning into CNN, tuning into their local news, their election headquarters. People love that term, headquarters. It just makes it sound all military-ish. But guys, I wouldn't stay up till 2 in the morning like we did last election. I just don't see us having the results. I see, you know, and the other thing too that I found really fascinating in 2016 is each network had different electoral vote totals. I was texting some of my contacts at Fox News when I had heard over my wire that Pennsylvania already went to Trump, that, I think it was Pennsylvania they were waiting on, and that was going to push him over the edge, Trump over to win. And, you know, and I understand Fox had to kind of wait, but then they finally called it, which is good, you know, because we all want to go to bed. And then I turned to CNN, and CNN had maybe 30 electoral votes not even, like, put on there, because I guess they wanted to wait and reconfirm, or they didn't want people turning off the station for, you know, advertisers. So I'm like looking at this going, wait a second, how come, you know, it was called minutes before Fox called it and then before CNN called it, because you had AP News and you have all these news outlets calling it. So I think even in Europe they called it before we did here in America. But, you know, I get it. What I don't get, though, is why people aren't voting. There's a lot of you guys out there, you have no intention to vote today. You like a candidate, but you're not voting. You know, people always ask me, why are there people undecided? It's not that there's people undecided. We have people out there that are purposely not wanting to vote. Now, why is that? Well, one is it could be that they're freaked out about, you know, COVID or getting COVID or giving COVID. And we're going to talk about that. Now, technically, you know, it's your right to vote. You can still vote. But a lot of them, it's because their family members don't approve of who they, shall we say, lean towards. You know, it's interesting. When I grew up, I always asked my parents who they would vote for. Okay? And, I mean, I knew they liked Ronald Reagan. I mean, who didn't? And when I asked them, okay, did you vote for Ronald Reagan? My parents, because they were of the age where you never talk politics, they would tell me, nope, they didn't vote. I'm like, why not? They go, well, because I would vote Republican, your mom might vote Democrat or whatever, and so we just wash our votes out. Now, later on, I learned that that wasn't the case. They just wanted me to think that their votes washed out. But you do have a lot of couples out there where one is Democrat, one is Republican. So they're not going to vote. They're not going to, they're like, why go to the polls and have our votes cancel out? And, you know, they don't realize that there's people that are planning to cheat and take your vote and expand it somehow. So, you know, if you're on a side that's planning to cheat, you might, you know, still want to get your vote out there. Yeah, I honestly, if there was fraud, it was done early on. If there was fraud, there was people that went to the mailboxes and dumped boxes of ballots in there. That's what I think happened. I don't know what happens post-poll or post-county. And I know there's been a lot of jokes and movies, but you know, once I heard that there were like 65 million votes already in overnight, I'm like, you know, I know people were kind of, you know, charged this election, but I just kind of have a feeling that there were thousands of votes put into mailboxes that you know, might not have been fully, you know, vetted. That's just me, okay? So hopefully if there was any fraud, it's done. Nobody's going to do any more. Hopefully it gets caught. But, you know, there's other people out there that don't want to vote because they feel guilty. Or let's say they have some religious leanings. So let's say you have some people that really, really feel like Biden is a better candidate, but they might be pro-life. So they're like, well, wait a second here. You know, I'm pro Biden, but I just don't want to have any vote that could be, you know, related to possible abortion funding or whatever. So, you know, there's people that some of them are open about why they don't vote. Others aren't. And I voted. I was like, man, I couldn't wait to put in my vote. You know, and I was like, when I did that vote, I was like, I just kind of felt good because it's amazing to be able to vote. You know, having family in countries who had to flee and escape persecution and who had to keep their political leanings to themselves, you know, I'm very, very proud to be able to vote. Unfortunately, many of us still have to keep our political leanings to ourselves. But I'm an American. I'm proud to be an American. And, you know, I love America. And I, you know, I want to celebrate Election Day. I think it's worth celebrating. However, I do get that there's people out there that feel like they're going to be ostracized by their family. They're going to be ostracized by their spouse. You know, maybe they just don't want to go through the, you know, go through the trouble. I don't know. So hopefully, hopefully those that, you know, appreciate their ability to vote, get out there and vote. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are taking your calls, your questions, your comments. We have open phone lines today. And if we do get any more scoop on certain election results or small counties saying, okay, we're done, we maxed out, we have our results, we will keep you posted on those counties. So right now we are in a dead heat, all right, with Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Now, many of you have asked why Republicans are red and Democrats are blue. That was never, for those of us that kind of remember the, you know, Reagan election, or we remember, you know, I mean, I always remember California blue. I remember the whole country blue or the whole country red on some of the TV stations. And, you know, Republicans were only considered red, or this whole red state, blue state only came out this millennium, this century. We didn't use those colors. In fact, during the Civil War, the Union was blue and the South was red, and the Union was anti-slavery, the red was pro-slavery, and the Union was pro-Lincoln, so Republican almost took on the blue, and the Democrats took on the red when you look in the 1800s. Then, many stations would use, you know, blue as the incumbent and red as the challenger. So if you remember, if it might have been, you know, the Reagan-Carter election where you saw the, so it was the Reagan-Carter election where Carter was the incumbent and then Reagan was the challenger, and you saw red all over the place, and so they might have from that decided to take in red, blue, but many times the news stations were just doing it for aesthetics. So they figured that, you know, red is the challenger, so you would even have Democratic challengers. I think I even remember some of the Bill Clinton, when Bill Clinton was running against George Bush Sr., I remember there being red states going for Clinton, but it wasn't red Republican. It was they were using blue as the incumbent and red as the challenger. Then, after the year 2000, it was more for the Bush-Gore campaign. They switched it to, you know, Republican red, Democrat blue. Cause, you know, you have a lot of people out there going, but I love the color blue. And you have a lot of people going, I love the color red. And, you know, I don't want to wear a color I don't like. It, you know, it's just a very recent thing. And I really hope we change it. You know, now that we use computers and the maps and the, like I said, the aesthetics with the news, there's these big blue and red colors. Like tonight, we're going to see red for Trump, blue for Biden. And it might work because Trump has an R and it's in his name and Biden has B for blue. So, I mean, it'll work tonight. But people don't want to be called a red state or a blue state. I live in Nevada and people can't stand being called a blue state. You know, and even if they have political leanings towards the Democrats, they just don't. Because the average person, the average intelligent, educated voter is open. They don't want to be, you know, be tribalized with, okay, well, you live there, so that's what you need to do. And unfortunately, some of the powers that be make you feel that way. It's really easy for Biden and Trump to tell states like Wyoming or North Dakota or Oregon, you know, you live in a blue state, you live in a red state, you know what to do. I mean, you know, there's less variables, you know. If those are fixed, if Oregon is going to vote Democrat and Wyoming's going to vote Republican, they're fixed. Nobody has to campaign there. Mind you, I know how exhausted, you saw Trump look, but I mean, he busted his butt. And kudos to him and Biden for, you know, not sleeping on the campaign. They both busted their butts the last, you know, few days. But I really have to hand it to Trump because he really didn't have to get out there. And he So, I hope that we do away with, you know, red states and blue states and purple states. And I like the color purple, but what the hell does that mean if you're purple? You know, I just don't like the stereotypes of that. So hopefully do away with it. But the reason why we do it is because it's easier for the network. So I think NBC came out with it first. We're going to make Democrats blue and Republicans red. So if you like it, great. If you don't, now, what some people don't like and some people like, is today people are being told, look, if you're in quarantine, if you're in isolation, get out of quarantine, get out of isolation and vote. So there's many people that haven't voted. They thought they were going to be fine. They'll go out on the, you know, they'll go to the polls election day only to be found out. And I had to put people in isolation all week long. Had no idea who the political leaders were. I don't care. Because, again, they're allowed to vote. But I had to go, okay, you're exposed, you're sick, you have a fever, I want you to isolate until you get your COVID test back. So I put, I don't know, tons of people in isolation. I mean, there were, you know, COVID cases are up. So you have thousands upon thousands of Americans right now in isolation and quarantine. So do they not vote? Does their vote not count? Do you lose your rights? Well, you know, we have lost a lot of rights with COVID. You've lost the right to work. Right? You've lost the right to go out and do things. You've lost the right to go to a funeral. You lost the right to get married and have a wedding of your dreams. You know, we've lost a lot of our rights. But luckily, the government stopped short of saying you can't vote. And so on the CDC website, they are very, very clear whether you got COVID, you know, or you're in isolation or you're in quarantine, you are allowed to get out and go to the poll and vote. Now, I know some people are like, oh my gosh, somebody next to me is going to have COVID. I'm telling you right now, if you go to the grocery store, there's somebody next to you with COVID. Okay, there's people around us all with COVID. However, if you have COVID, you have some instructions. Okay? One is, many of the polling places are asking if you could do the courtesy of giving a call and letting them know that you do have COVID. Okay? They want to make sure you bring extra masks. Because just in case you sneeze or your mask gets wet, you could swap it out. They want to make sure you're washing your hands before and after you go to the polling booth. They try not to use public transportation to get there. Have somebody give you a ride who you're okay with, or you ride yourself. Maybe go to a place where you could grab the ballot, do paper ballot, do it in your car, come back and drop it off. You could have a proxy. Some states allow proxy, some don't. But most states are allowing, you could have a healthy family member take your ballot in and drop it off in the mail-in ballot box, and you could do that. So I know some people are kind of freaking out going, I don't understand this. Why are they letting people with COVID come to the polling booths? And the polling stations and the booths and the election officials have already been planning this. Because, remember, the average person walking around isn't telling anybody they have COVID. They don't even know if they have COVID. See, I've had no symptoms. I haven't been around anybody with COVID. I haven't, therefore, tested. But what if I haven't? You know, what if something's kind of floating around the air conditioning and here I am in my studio all alone and I'm breathing it in? Okay? The average person doesn't know if they have COVID. So already the polls had to kind of, you know, set up a scenario where they have social distancing between poll booths. The polling stations had to have all workers in gloves and masks. They had to have plenty of garbage cans, you know, so people could throw out Kleenexes. They have to sanitize the area. They have to sanitize the polling station. They have to make sure there's social distancing and lines. So these polling stations and polling booths are going to real great lengths of protecting the public. And the reason why is they have to assume that the average person that has COVID isn't telling anybody. So, yeah, if somebody walks up with COVID to the polling booth, they're, you know, it's not sterile, and, you know, but, you know, we're just, I think America has to just be of the mindset that, you know, COVID's just around us. Okay? I mean, you cannot, we're in a pandemic. We're not an epidemic. In an epidemic, you could find the person, isolate them, and then try to mitigate or control it. When it's pandemic, it's just all over. I mean, so, you know, trying to isolate this person, yeah, it helps, but we're beyond control of this. We got to just wait for the sucker to die out, or we build immunity, or, you know, but we have to move on. So, you know, but we do want to protect our vulnerable people. So technically, if you have COVID and you want to vote today, depending on the state, okay, you got to get it in. If you're going to mail it, it's got to get postmarked by today. For some states, it had to be postmarked by yesterday. So depending on the state you live in, if you can't get it postmarked by the appropriate time for that particular state, then you're going to need to do a drive up or have somebody drive it up for you, etc. Just double check the laws. You could contact contact your city hall, your city clerk, but they'll tell you what the rules are for your local area. All right, that's the scoop. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
We could be waiting well into the night before finding out who will be the president for the next 4 years. With record numbers of mail-in ballots cast and issues slowing delivery of those votes, counting may take several days before a final tally is known. Delaware Senator and Biden campaign advisor Chris Coons says Pennsylvania is one of those states. He tells Fox News that the only reason a candidate will declare victory tonight is if they're trying to stop vote counting.
And we have several other states where, by state law, they haven't even started opening the ballots until today, even though they've had record absentee and mail-in ballots. So if we want to have a free and fair election, we should do, as has always been done, count the ballots, even including those that have come in before and will be counted after.
Polls begin closing at 6 p.m. tonight, with many battleground states voting until 8 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News. The time for talk is over and the voting is on. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
It's in your hands, America. The general election 2020 is underway.
We're done with the chaos. We're done with the racism. We're done with the tweets, the anger, the hate, the failure, the irresponsibility. It's the man who, when the first black woman running for vice president, he looks at her and he calls her a monster.
President Trump after midnight Tuesday morning in Michigan.
This election comes down to a very simple choice. Do you want to be ruled by the corrupt and selfless political maniacs that you're dealing with, or do you want to be ruled by the American people? You're supposed to be ruled by the American people.
Hurricane Eta is making landfall in Central America as a powerful Category 4 storm, bringing damaging winds, life-threatening storm surge, flash flooding, and the potential for landslides. The storm's sustained winds of 140 miles an hour have already torn roofs off homes and knocked down trees and power lines in portions of Nicaragua and Honduras. USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, tonight, you know, people are having like little election parties and all that, and they're, you know, I mean, it's stressful. And, you know, while some people want to just kind of hide under the covers and not watch, others want to sit there and, you know, just pray and pray and pray that it goes their way. And, you know, I just want people ready that we're probably not going to get, you know, the results tonight. And I think, you know, people were kind of hoping that it's a landslide one way or the other. It will not be a landslide. It won't. And even if it is, we're not going to have news outlets be honest and upfront about that, because the sooner people turn off the TV, that, you know, they lose advertising dollars. And so if this can drag out, right, the next few days, it really helps the media. It does. And, you know, after every election, there's an exhaustion, there's a fatigue, and people just stop watching the news. If their candidate won, oh, they're all over it. They're like, you know, they're very engaged. If their candidate lost, they're like, I'm out. You know, they vow to leave social media. They vow to not watch the news anymore. And there's all these promises. And then, you know, excuse me, then something happens and they're back to watching the news again. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. So from what we're being told here, now these are the times Eastern Standard Time, okay? The first polls close in parts of Indiana and Kentucky at 6 p.m. Eastern. So that's going to be 3 p.m. Pacific time. So we might get Indiana, we might get Kentucky results. Indiana and Kentucky do lean red. I hate using that term, but unfortunately that's the terms we're going to have to use tonight. Red versus blue. So, you know, it's most likely Trump's going to probably get some of the first of the electoral votes. Okay? By 7 p.m. Eastern time, the polls close in Georgia, South Carolina, Vermont, and Virginia, according to Daily Mail. The remainder of the Indiana and Kentucky polls are supposed to close, because even though most of the first polls close down, if it's kind of obvious, we'll know Indiana and Kentucky early on. Florida polls, except those in the Panhandle, because the Panhandle is Central Time, close. I know, I'm working on daylight savings time and all that, but that's the problem. We got states with two time zones. Yeah, I don't know how we're going to kind of deal with that. That's going to be kind of tricky. Anyway, so according to Daily Mail, they say the first exit polls could come within minutes, but it's unclear how accurate they'll be. They say 93 million have already voted earlier by mail and ballot. They say a huge turnout in Georgia could mean lines still outside polling places. So if a polling place still has a line, I think what they do is they end the line where it's going to end, but they still let them come in. So technically, it's like, you know how, you had a grocery store and you're in line and all of a sudden the cashier is like, okay, I gotta go on break. So then she puts closed, but if you're still in that line, you're good. That's what I think is going to happen. All right. They say at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, all polls close in North Carolina, Ohio, West Virginia. Now, North Carolina, Trump won in 2016. North Carolina expects to have 80% of its votes counted by election night, starting with in-person early voting totals, mail-in ballots received by November 2nd. In the hours following polls closing, the state will report the in-person election day votes. The state does allow mail-in ballots to come in until November 12th. So if it's closed, we might not hear North Carolina. If the amount of ballots not counted won't make a difference, we'll know the results. Okay, South Carolina, Republicans are defending one Senate seat, Lindsey Graham. Democrat Jamie Harrison is, I guess, in a tight race for that. Well, they're saying tight. I don't know how tight it is. Graham has been ahead in most polls, but Harrison out fundraising, they said. So the polls covering the swing states of North Carolina and Ohio should be coming in right before 8 o'clock. 8 p.m., the polls will close in Alabama, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts. It's 8 p.m. Eastern. Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Tennessee, and D.C. Most polls will start to close in Texas and Michigan at 8 p.m. Eastern, which is 5 p.m. Pacific. Central time polls will close in Kansas, North and South Dakota, and then Florida Panhandle will finish their vote. Because, again, they're central time. Trump won Florida. It was interesting. I remember driving home last election, and everybody said Florida's going to go to Hillary. Florida's going to go to Hillary. Hillary was so far ahead of the polls. And I'm listening to Mark Levin as I'm driving home, and he's like, Florida's going to Trump. And it was, I mean, for them to call it at 4:35 p.m. Pacific time, that means, I mean, it was obvious. So, again, just, you know, we just don't know what the polls are going to be. Trump did also win Ohio. First results in Ohio could be announced as early as 8 p.m. But ballots postmarked between November 2nd could be counted, or by November 2nd could be counted until November 13th. So if Ohio is close, we're not going to know for another couple weeks. Yeah, that's why when they say this election might not be decided for weeks, if we're really waiting on one state, you know, and you know, it's a real shame. You know, when I see elections that close, it really shows how divided the country is. And, you know, with Trump, it was kind of a clear electoral win. We found out that night, but, Hillary won the popular vote, but we'll see what happens tonight. 8:30 p.m. Eastern, Arkansas polls close. By 9 p.m. Eastern, all polls close in Arizona, Colorado, Louisiana, Minnesota, Nebraska, New Mexico, New York, Wisconsin, Wyoming, and then the remaining polls that were open in Kansas, Michigan, South Dakota, North Dakota, and Texas will close. Georgia went to Trump. Republicans are defending two Senate seats. People say that the Republicans could possibly lose their Senate seats. Dan Collins, Kelly Loeffler, are running. Republican David Perdue is running for another term. He's up against John Ossoff. We'll keep you posted on that, of course. But Texas, you know, usually is a Trump, is a kind of a Republican state. Again, I hate to say red, blue. Everybody's saying, oh, it's going to be close, it's going to be close. Again, I don't know what to believe. New York, they believe, are going to be called rapidly from 9 to 10 p.m. They believe that New York is going to go to Biden. They think Biden's numbers are going to be high enough for New York to be called. By 10 p.m., polls close in Iowa, Montana, Nevada, Utah. Mountain Time polls close in Idaho and Oregon. I live in Nevada. That's going to be 7 p.m. our time. So polls close by 7 p.m. for those of you guys in Nevada. So you got to get your butts out there if you're going to vote. Alabama, the Democrats are defending one Senate seat that they believe they will lose, from what I understand. The Senate seat went to Doug Jones, a Democrat, and now Roy Moore is, I believe, is it Roy Moore? Or no, Tommy Tuberville, Auburn University coach, is going for that one. Right now, I believe he has an 11-point lead. Montana, Republicans are defending one Senate seat. By 10:30, we may start to hear some of the results coming out of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. By 11 o'clock, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, polls close in California, Washington State, and then Oregon and Idaho. Many times, California is called way earlier on because, you know, the votes just, it just blue, 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 blue. A lot of Republicans over there want to, you know, change that. By midnight, polls close in Alaska, except for those in Hawaii time zone, and then Hawaii. Alaska has a couple time zones, and Hawaii. So that's midnight Eastern or 8 o'clock our time. By 1 a.m., the final polls close in Alaska. So, you know, Nevada, people are asking what's going on with Nevada. Well, Clinton won in Nevada. It swept pretty blue. You know, governors, senators, House, Nevada had a huge blue wave. Passion and the excitement for the Republican Party has been huge in Nevada. We just don't know what's going on with that. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your questions, your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-362-3254. 1-877-362-3254. Okay, we need to talk about the shower because the guy almost died getting out of the shower. It's not because he slipped and fell. It's because he had this cold exposure urticaria or cold-induced anaphylaxis. We're going to talk about that. But I think we do need to spend a quick second on our shower behavior. I use the shower much differently than other people. Okay? The shower to me, for me, is kind of like my man cave. And it's because I don't have a man cave. You know, I live with guys, you know, the whole house is kind of their man cave. And I like it because I can watch, you know, sports and I can work out and all that. But I, you know, I like to sing. And I also like to pretend that I'm getting like an Academy Award. All right, I'm really, really big on that. I've always done that. You know, where I'm standing there and I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you. You know, I know that love scene, you know, with Viggo Mortensen was challenging, but you know, I owe this all to, you know, Pete Jackson for, you know, for casting me in the Lord of the Ring trilogy, and you know, having, I couldn't ask for a better, you know, actor or a better colleague than Viggo. And Viggo's like, oh my gosh, you were the best person to have a love scene with. And I was like, I know. And so, you know, I kind of have I have speeches, so I award myself an Oscar all the time in the shower. Also, it's really good acoustic, so I could sing, you know, Georgia. Georgia, and you know, I could do that in the shower, and I love it. And then another thing I do in the shower is I pee. Yeah, because you know, for some reason I just cannot, you know, I'll go to the bathroom before, right, I get in the shower, and all of a sudden with the running water, it's like, okay, I gotta go get it, which is fine. And I think it's okay, it's all drains, right? And I've warned everybody in Las Vegas, okay? And I purposely, you know, try not to use my hormones, right, within maybe 8 hours, just so we don't kind of get hormones into the water. Although it's the same water with the toilet. Now, but one thing I do is, and I don't know why this happens, is the cats all like to coalesce around the shower. And my shower is just all glass. So we don't have shower curtains or anything like that. It's just all glass. So it's like, there's really no privacy. But the cats, because two of them like to go into the shower with me. But I kick them out. And then, you know, because sometimes my hair is falling out, so it clogs the drain. So, unfortunately, the water kind of starts to rise. So I'm able to kind of keep the cats out, but they all kind of sit there. So I'm like, well, wait a second. If I have a captive audience, then I'm going to, you know, I'm, as their mommy, going to yell at them for all the stuff they did. So if Shaky Boo did pee-pee house, if Spider Boo scratched me, if Sashi did too many eats, if Snow kept me up all night, if Snappy brought in too many birds and mice that were killed, you know, into the house, so I start to yell at them. And they sit there and they let me yell. And I'm like, you bad girl, you're not supposed to do what you do. And I just kind of yell at them and I just go through the whole thing. So my shower time, I take about 2-3 showers a day. You know, it's just because I just love the hot water and I just love to be able to sing. The acoustics are great. I know I got to save water, but you know what? If it's yellow, let it mellow. I try not to flush the toilet too much. So my shower water is from me not flushing the toilet. Okay, is that good? Well, unfortunately, the worst part about coming out of the shower and the shower time is the cold. All right, so what I do, because I don't like getting cold when I get out of the shower, is I have my robe, and it's like a real thick robe over the thing, so I could just grab it and I could get all dry and warm in the shower while there's still all that steam. And then I get out of the shower, and it really stinks because, you know, the boy cat's just sitting there, and I'm like, give me some privacy, please. I'm a married woman. That's ridiculous. But I'll get dressed in the shower and then step out of the bathroom because I don't want to slip. Well, you want to know also why I do that? It's because we have tile or marble or whatever the hell. I don't know. Maybe it's travertine. I don't know what it is, but slippery. And so I don't want to slip and fall, crack my head, and be lying there naked. So I would rather, when the paramedics come, because they're cute, I'd rather be all kind of snuggled up in my robe, right? Which is why I've started shaving my legs more often, because I'm like, wait a second, if I fall and the paramedics have to come, you know, I need to kind of look good. So when you get out of the shower, you kind of can avoid getting cold. Well, unfortunately, there was a gentleman, he was from Micronesia, who recently moved to Colorado, and he almost died when he stepped out of the shower because apparently he's allergic to cold. It's called a cold-induced anaphylaxis. So this guy gets out of his shower, starts having trouble breathing. This was in the Journal of emergency medicine. It was a case report. He starts having trouble breathing. His blood pressure drops. So I don't know if it was a family member. I don't know what happened, but he gets to the emergency room, and they have to start loading him up with epinephrine. And, you know, epinephrine kind of increases heart contractility. It kind of dilates the bronchioles so you can breathe more and tries to, you know. So he got a crap load of epinephrine. And then adrenaline. And then he was admitted to the ICU. By the time he kind of went through the ordeal, he was stabilized. He lived. And, you know, when you came in, you know, with shortness of breath and low blood pressure, I mean, the first thing people think about, he was a young guy, I think he was only 34, right? How old was he? Hold on a second. Colorado man, he was 34 years old. So, you know, somebody comes in with severe hypotension and trouble breathing. Okay, we're looking at a heart attack, we're looking at heart failure, we're looking at sepsis, pneumonia, a whole variety of things. So, and it's not like he kind of put the two together, you know, that it could have been him stepping out of the shower. So what the doctors did was the ice cube test. Now, the ice cube test, I know it sounds really expensive, it sounds really high tech, it isn't. It's they grab an ice cube, and you apply it to the skin for 5 minutes. And if a person has an ice or a cold allergy, they'll start to welt, they'll start to react and get hives around that ice cube. So you see, doctors are, I mean, we're not like rocket scientists. We're really practical people. We have the same brain as everybody else, and we use common sense. Medicine is full of the natural sciences, the plumbing, the carpentry, the physics, the biology. So yeah, so they used an ice cube. They saw he melted up and goes, there it was. So he was sent home with antihistamines. He was sent home with an EpiPen so he could administer epinephrine himself, told to stay out of the cold. He lives in Colorado. We're coming into the winter. But that kind of scared the hell out of people. So, you know, anaphylaxis and allergies, you know, can come in all shapes and sizes. You could be allergic to peanuts. You could be allergic to pine nuts. You could be allergic to cauliflower. You could be allergic to celery and kiwi. You could be allergic to insect venom. You could be allergic to in-laws. You know, you could be allergic to dust, pollen, things like that. But, you know, these severe allergies, the reason why I bring it up and I'm spending time on it, and I know everybody wants to talk about the election, but we're still waiting for more results. This is election headquarters, so I got to keep you guys entertained. if I'm your election headquarters, you're screwed, guys. All right. Because I'm going to have other commentary other than what the stations are going to do. But anyway, you know, if always assume in the back of your head somebody's having an allergy. You know, I mean, we always think of the big stuff, heart attack, whatever. So you call 911, call, you know, the ambulance, whatever. But if you start to kind of hear some of the ER docs go, you know, this is all good. You know, what do you think is going on with them? Just bring up allergy. Okay? And know your allergies, people. If you could get allergy tested, why not? I know we can't test you for everything. But if there's anything that kind of makes you kind of tear up or makes your nose start to run that shouldn't, you know, we're not talking about typical pollen or dust. We're talking about food. You know, it's interesting. My husband was cutting up a cucumber yesterday for dinner. And all of a sudden, he started to choke. And I'm like, you know, did you swallow down the wrong tube or something? He's like, no, I think I have an allergy to this. So, and it's funny because the allergies just aren't getting worse, you know, with like celery. And I noticed he's starting to react to celery. He's starting to react to cucumber. And I hope he's not doing that so he gets to eat more, you know, meat and potatoes for dinner. Yeah, it's not like I can, come on, really. You're allergic to the greens. But, for some reason, food might be more antigenic and things might be more antigenic. So just always have that in your back of your mind. There could be an allergy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.